Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Kathleen Hyland, Esquire, who's Associate General Counsel for Civil Justice, Inc. And Kathleen's here this morning to talk to us about how civil justice is working to make our community more just. Yes. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you. Thank you for coming down, and I know you're busy.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, for those who are listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about civil justice?
Sure. Civil Justice is a Maryland nonprofit corporation. We were formed for the purpose of increasing the delivery of legal services to clients of low and moderate income while promoting a statewide network of solo, small firm, and community-based lawyers who share this common commitment to increasing access to justice through traditional and non-traditional means.
How long has civil justice been around?
Just about 15 years. Hmm. It was first conceptualized back in the spring of 1998 by Professor Michael Milliman at the University of Maryland School of Law and Clinton Bamberger, who were trying to imagine how you would create a nonprofit law office.
Mm-hmm.
Through some funding, generous funding from the Open Society Institute at the time, they were able to incorporate civil justice and then began searching for the ideal executive director. Fortunately, at that time, there was a man named Dennis Murphy, who was the first executive director, who moved from Ohio to retire in Annapolis, but also adjunct teach at the University of Maryland. And he became the first executive director and launched all of our new ideas towards this type of nonprofit law firm, which are still in place today. Unfortunately, Dennis Murphy passed away tragically in May of 2005, and he had hired a deputy director named Philip Robinson, who took over the reins as the executive director. He was, you know, elected or approved by the board.
Uh-huh.
And he began to continue to carry the early torch, but then really transform the organization into one that took up consumer rights, in particular predatory lending, and challenged wrongful foreclosures and other housing related matters.
Yeah, very important stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of that activity going on around the Baltimore area.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been with civil justice?
I've been with civil justice since September of 2011. I was involved in some of their work as a clinic student when I was in law school at the University of Maryland, and really saw a good fit in the organization doing consumer law.
Great, great.
And I should clarify that in April of 2013, we were very excited to welcome a new executive director, Cheryl Heistad, who came to civil justice from legal aid and brings with her 30 years of experience, particularly in consumer law.
Great.
So she's a huge asset, and we're very lucky to have her on board, especially while we launch many new programs and initiatives.
Absolutely. How can someone find out more information?
Well, you can either visit our website at www.civiljusticenetwork.org, or you can contact us directly at our main line. It's also a referral line if you're looking for a lawyer, mm-hmm. and can't get one pro bono. And that contact number is 410-706-0174.
Great. Thank you. Let's talk about your different programs. You mentioned predatory lending.
Sure. Well, there was a lot of work being done in that to address ways in which small and solo firms could litigate some claims against, particularly over the past 10 years, there was a rise in people holding themselves out as foreclosure consultants,
mm-hmm.
Who would try to falsify buying out someone's mortgage loan and then really leave them in a worse place, stripping their homes of equity.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of work going on in that. But now our efforts have shifted more to advocacy, since predatory lending has been largely addressed by the current efforts of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau,
mm-hmm.
and through some more federal regulation, which we're hoping, fingers crossed, will have a good impact on all of our state-based policies, in addition to the reforms that the Maryland legislature put into effect starting in 2008. So now we're shifting to really provide direct service to people who are going through a foreclosure by identifying ways in which they have lost mitigation options or still seeing when lenders are being unfair to them and helping them challenge what we think are violations of consumer protection statutes in Maryland.
And so if someone has problems in that area, they should contact your office?
Oh, definitely. We are working on several initiatives and have many resources available that may be helpful to anyone who wanted to contact our office. We handle questions about foreclosures on a daily basis, either through referrals from the Maryland Hope Hotline, which is a very valuable resource for Maryland consumers, homeowners who are even considering an issue related to default or foreclosures. And then we also receive referrals as a middle ground for people who can't qualify for pro bono legal assistance because legal aid or the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Services, great community partners of ours, either can't fit this person into their guidelines or they lack the capacity at the time, but this person alternatively can't afford to hire a traditional lawyer. That's where Civil Justice's services would be best met. So we receive many phone calls, as I was saying, with people who have a number of foreclosure problems. And if they fit a pro bono resource, we direct them to that pro bono resource because we prefer that people can get free legal assistance if they can. But otherwise, we are able to provide limited information over the phone. And then depending on where they are in the foreclosure process, which is very long and arduous for many homeowners, we fit them into either one of our programs or we refer them to one of our private attorneys.
That's great. That's great. And so if you have problems with foreclosure,
yes,
if you're in any stage of it,
yes,
they should contact that 410-706-0174.
Yes, definitely.
To find out whether there's either free or definitely some good advice and some nonpartisan advice.
Right, information to begin with.
Yeah.
And then legal advice, if we can place them with an attorney in our network,
right,
we'd be providing that advice.
Let me just ask you, I know the answer to this, but what should folks do when they see these ads on TV?
Well, it depends on the ad.
Yeah.
Maryland has been aggressively launching some good consumer information, either through MD Cash or through the Maryland Hope Hotline, like I was saying before. So if you see something that's sponsored by a state or nonprofit, check the nonprofit, of course, but that might be a good message. It's also often on buses throughout the city these days. But be very wary of anyone claiming to save your credit because there are, unfortunately, a lot of scammers in our midst. And we like to say that as soon as we think we figured out the latest, greatest scam or mortgage fraud, that someone comes out with something new, it just outpaces us incredibly.
Yeah, that's frustrating. But
so
the tip is go to something that's from a nonprofit or from the state.
Right, with the caveat that sometimes organizations hold themselves out to be nonprofits when they're not acting in good faith.
Right. Public interest litigation. I know you folks have been involved in that almost since the start.
Yes, definitely. That is one of the many prongs at Civil Justice, and it is what my role at Civil Justice focuses on. We identify claims on behalf of Maryland consumers who either, like I was saying before, can't qualify for pro bono assistance but can't afford to hire someone to represent them on a full-time basis. When we also look for claims that might set a good example for the rest of the general public. For example, if we see a new type of mortgage fraud rising out of properties that are being sold now that there are just so many available properties in Baltimore, and we think that these are being conveyed to first-time homebuyers in inappropriate ways. Those are types of cases that would set a good example for other people out there who could become future victims in Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one type of public interest litigation that we look to. We're also, just on a topic that's slightly unrelated to housing, we're also doing a lot of work identifying claims consumers might have when their cars have been wrongfully repossessed, because holistically, someone's finances are really a big package in their life, and having your car taken away when you are otherwise current on your loan or having your rights violated in the process could be really harmful for the rest of your financial outlook. How are you going to drive your car to work or, you know, get to your children or et cetera?
Yeah, for most of us, a car is a necessity.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is one other area we're working on. We do have a couple of cases that are still resolving from all of the great work that Philip Robinson did, which have some older claims in, also brought under the Maryland Consumer Protection Act, which is a great statute that consumer lawyers use to fight these fights in court. And we are also looking at wrongful debt collection methods. So if you have had a credit card years ago and someone sues you outside of the statute of limitations for that card, which in Maryland is 3 years, people have 3 years to bring a lawsuit depending on the type of case, a contract case. That is a type of issue that we're looking to have an impact case on, mm-hmm. so that other people don't bring those claims against unknowing consumers.
Yeah, those are important things. So if your car has been repossessed,
yes,
give you a call.
Sure. If your car has been repossessed, I mean, I don't want to say that everybody everywhere should call us, because there mm-hmm. are so many great organizations doing a lot of work on these issues throughout Maryland. So definitely consider whether or not you qualify for pro bono attorneys first, because our attorneys often agree to represent you at reasonable rates. This is to be decided mm-hmm. with the individual attorney. And the great thing about consumer cases is that sometimes there are good policy statutes that let us tally up our time on the side and ask the court to make the other side pay, which was enacted by the Maryland legislature for the specific policy purpose of encouraging more cases to be brought, you know, through public interest litigation means as impact cases.
Yeah, good for the legislature there.
Yes, definitely.
Good for the legislature. Contact name and telephone numbers and volunteers.
Sure. Well, we're often interested in volunteer law clerks if there are students who want to learn mm-hmm. more about these areas, particularly over the summer. They can contact that direct line too, 410-706-0174, and ask to speak with myself, or we have a director of operations and programs, Carrie McCulley, who runs everything very effectively. And then our website, as I said before, is www.civiljusticenetwork.org. And we also have an email address associated with that, cj@civiljusticenetwork.org. Okay. So either of these are great contacts should you want to learn more about the areas that we've talked about or come on board to volunteer.
Okay, great. Now, the Annapolis session,
yes,
is soon coming up. I know that there's going to be a lot and should be a lot of things that are relevant to some of the things you're talking about. What should be done?
Well, there are so many things to get involved in when it comes to advancing consumer rights. And we're really in a great climate for it now, because we have so many good partner organizations who we work with who are spearheading some of these efforts. In particular, Civil Justice has been very involved with the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, mm-hmm. Who has led working groups to look at issues such as housing, and also to see whether or not the processes we have in place are working right now, like the mediation process. Mediation is a right that consumers in Maryland have when they own their property and they default on their loan, and what is called a final loss mitigation affidavit is filed against them. Court paperwork, look for court paperwork in the mail. Mm-hmm. It triggers your right to attend a mediation with your lender, to meet them face-to-face, to see if any outcomes can be reached before your property would be foreclosed on. So we are working with these groups, with the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition and several other community partners, to see whether or not Maryland's mediation process is working, and to see whether or not some changes could be best addressed through the session or through changes to regulations. But then in addition to that, there are some hot ticket items that are really on the top of our list this uh-huh. session. And one of them in particular is what to do about the rise in deficiency judgments. A deficiency judgment is the balance of your mortgage loan that's left after a foreclosure. And what people don't realize is that in Maryland, unless you have an agreement with your lender, you can still be held liable for the balance of your loan. So if the foreclosure sale is for a lesser amount, there could be several tens of thousands of dollars left over on your mortgage loan, which can be, unfortunately, in this current business model, sold to third-party debt collectors who may file a case against you when you least expect it. So for people who have had their homes taken away, or who lose their homes, you know, through various means due to many different life events and economic circumstances, there's still a chance that someone could come at a later date and file a deficiency judgment lawsuit against you.
Yeah.
So there is going to be legislation proposed this session to address this issue.
Okay. Unfortunately, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I want to thank our guest, Kathleen Hyland, Esquire, Associate General Counsel for Civil Justice, for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Come back again.
I'd love to.
Come back again. I know there's a lot of other stuff that we need to talk about.
Yes.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.